Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, Kid Nation, not too late to skip winter. You can go to KidNation.com and let us know about your hashtag winter problems, because winter is coming. And we want you to go to sunny Florida and have a good time at the Lowe's Miami Beach Hotel. Thanks to VisitFlorida.com. So KidNation.com is a website. That's where you can do it. And right now it's time to do Love Letters to Kelly, which is brought to you by Rothy's.
Yeah. Before I put on my judgy pants, I'm going to put on my comfy flats.
Yeah, you are.
My Rothy's. Listen, you've heard me talk about Rothy's, and I know you're curious. You need to go to the Rothy's website and check out all the cute new styles they're constantly adding. You know, they've had the flat, the point. I love my little red camo point so much. The loafer. Just got the new sneaker, and now I've checked out. They've got the Chelsea. It's like a slip-on sneaker with a little higher ankle. Really super cute, very fashionable. And the thing about Rothy's is, you know, flat shoes don't have to be boring. But women are looking for comfort because high heels are just killing us. They're destroying our feet. And if you think you look cute in these shoes, but you see women hobbling around, they can't even barely walk. Uh-huh. Boy, don't their feet look cute? No, it doesn't have to be that way. Because Rothy's, yeah, they're flats, but they're so stylish. You can wear them with everything from yoga pants to dresses and skirts. You know, I see women sneaking them on underneath dresses at weddings and things like that because they're just so incredibly comfortable. And believe it or not, they're made out of recycled water bottles. And you don't have to worry about a break-in period. They are comfortable from the moment you put them on. And because of how they're made, you can just throw them in the washing machine if something happens and they get a little dirty.
Yeah.
And so go check out the new patterns. They're constantly updating. And some of your favorites may sell out. Camo, still in. I know I'm obsessed with camo. But my little red camo gives a little twist to it, a fun twist to it. So check it out at Rothy's.com/kid to find your new favorite flats. That's Rothy's.com/KIDD because comfort, style, sustainability, these are the shoes you have been waiting for. Rothy's.com/kid.
Chance the Rapper, 35 minutes away, Kid Nation. All right, now we can get to it.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Oh, I am.
Kay writes, my ex-boyfriend is the love of my life. Oh. And I know this to be true. He doesn't know it yet. He and I only ended because he had a new relationship begin. Now, this relationship is the one that he's keeping a secret because it's with his cousin.
Whoa!
Now, they are fifth cousins, maybe sixth, but cousins nonetheless.
Oh, that's fine.
I'm sure he thinks he's happy, but ew. Should I out his relationship so it has to end and I can get him back? Or should I just let it go because gross? Thanks, Kay.
Let it go. Fifth or sixth cousins is not gross. I mean, it is fine. You've been watered down enough in the gene pool. And who even keeps track that far? That's tough.
Kay does.
How do you know? I mean, I can probably see.
Have you ever dated a
first, second, third. I can do third cousin in my that I can keep track of. I don't think any of my third cousins have children yet.
But have you ever dated one? Like third or fourth, fifth?
No.
Never.
I mean, that's watered down enough. You're just going to like a bitter, vindictive, angry person, which a man finds very attractive.
Right. I think the reaction of the family would be, okay.
Yeah, just leave that alone. If you know there's fifth or sixth cousins, chances are the rest of the family does too. And you just look, mean.
Yeah.
You look mean-spirited. That's not an attractive quality. I know there are men who date mean-spirited women, and we look at them and, what are you doing with her? Or what are you doing with him, vice versa? And I don't know, but it's a toxic relationship, and I don't know why you would want to be in it.
Okay, JC, mean or cousin? Which one would you want to date?
Which out of those two?
Yeah, mean or
cousin? How far removed is my cousin?
Four.
Fourth?
Yeah.
Cousin. You?
I wonder if I can do cousin. I
so fourth so far removed.
Like third removed cousin is pretty far removed. Right?
Like
fourth is pretty far as well.
I might take my chances on mean.
You're going to take a mean person that's constantly going to bring you down and drag your emotions
maybe
down.
Maybe I can calm her down a little bit.
And you love somebody so much you want to out them and embarrass them. That's love.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
I did get scared a little bit when I took the DNA kit that Kinsey and I would be related somehow. Because my mom was adopted, and we found out her mother was apparently from Ohio, and that's where Kinsey's family came from.
Never know, I guess, right?
In similar area, too. So far, so good.
You turn me around. I'll date my cousin now.
Thank you, Al.
Love letters.
First.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm writing to understand how to grieve the loss of a relationship. My ex broke up with me a week ago, and I'm having the hardest time coping. We dated about 9 months, and I thought everything was fine. He's 2 years younger than me, but that didn't bother me. He's 24 and still lives with his parents, and we got into a few disarguments like any relationship. However, his reason for breaking up with me is because his parents did not like me. I just don't get it. He told me a few days ago that he loved me, and then he broke up with me 2 days later by text. I'm 26, and this is my first real heartbreak. Could you please recommend how I can cope and what I should do if he tries to get back with me?
No, he's, you know, it's an immature love, and you're going to take him back the minute he calls. I know that, so that's not even about it. But you wallow in it. Wallow in it. Stay in your pajamas all weekend. Don't take a shower. Eat. You'd order pizza just for you, eat pints of ice cream, be completely miserable and wallow in your grief, and then get over it. Because that's all you can do. And the next guy that's going to come along who is more mature, ready for a relationship, it could be because of his parents. It could be just he needed an excuse to get out of it because he wasn't feeling it anymore. Somebody doesn't have to have this rock solid excuse to want to be out of a relationship. Sure. Sometimes you're just not feeling it.
It just fades.
I'll never forget a guy. I thought everything was completely fine. It was Kevin, the first guy I dated when I moved to Texas many, many years ago. He just woke up one day and said he didn't feel the same way anymore. I'm like, well, why? My age at that time didn't compute, and I was that. What? How old is she?
26.
Exactly. That's about how old I was. And I would show up at his doorstep. I need to know why. Why? What can I do to fix it? How can I change it? I look like a fool showing up.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have to go through it, and you do get over it. And trust me, there is love out there for you. This isn't your own one and only shot. But let yourself grieve. That's kind of the fun part.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
No.
Being stinky. And watching all these sappy movies and just wallowing and gaining 4 pounds in 1 weekend, you can do it. You can do that. If you really try.
And the fun part, like when you get out of that and you start going back out to the bar and stuff, that's the fun part.
You got to have that.
Making out with other dudes.
Right. You got to have that. You got to allow yourself to grieve it. And then you're like, I'm over that. That guy lost something great.
Blank
then
him.
Then you get on the treadmill. Uh-huh. You start looking cute.
That's the fun part.
You get that post-breakup vibe. You start going out and getting hit on. Yeah.
Okay.
You're getting ready to look better than you've ever looked in your life.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Break up body.
Eating a pint of ice cream is pretty fun, too, though. Kelly,
and an entire pizza.
Maybe call up a cousin. Yeah.
Get the stuffed crust.
All right.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I am dating someone who is wonderful.
Good.
I'm expecting a ring probably at the beginning of the year, and I want our pictures to be amazing. Here's the problem. My boyfriend's acne is terrible, and I don't know how to let him know it's time to take control of it. It's not that he doesn't care about his appearance. He was just never taught how to exactly do that. And I don't think it's shallow to want clear skin for these pictures. He tells me how painful it is, but I don't want to hurt his feelings and make him feel like I don't love him or think he's attractive with acne. I just want to help. What do I do without hurting him, Eddie?
Well, he's telling you it hurts. Yeah. He's telling you he's embarrassed. It's not about the pictures. I mean, you can have a pretty set of pictures and you can airbrush that stuff out if you really need to. But, I mean, why wouldn't you? If you have an open enough relationship where you're talking about marriage and having children together and you can't have a conversation about, hey, I know your skin has been an issue for you for a while, so why don't we, you know, we'll go down to the lady that gives me a facial and see if there's something they can do.
Tackle it together.
How hard is that? Yeah. Was that a hard conversation to have? He's never addressed it and he's rocking and he's like, my acne gives me character, I'm a stud, that's the man you fell in love with. But if it is bothering him and he's expressed it to you, why wouldn't you in a loving way say, hey, I know that's been, don't bring up the pictures because that does make you sound kind of shallow. I mean, then you're going to start worrying about how's he going to look on your wedding day. And then you're going to worry about, you know, it's more than that. It's something, fixing something that is truly bothering him. And just make a, look how easy it was for me just to say that.
Yeah, just talk to him.
I know you're, you know, I've got an appointment for myself because I've got these, you know, I'm breaking out really bad. I know you've said in the past that you wanted to do something about your acne. Do you want to go with me? Boom. And just see if they have something to say? Simple.
Boom.
Real simple.
Or call it his acne. Don't say, you want to go do something about your face?
Yeah, there's a loving way to do
it. Don't say it like that.
And not putting a ton of pressure on it.
Be gentle.
Love letters. Love
love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm recently engaged to the man of my dreams.
Good.
He's the love of my life, and I couldn't imagine my life without him.
Awesome.
Not only is he an amazing partner, but he's also an amazing father to our blended family of three. When we met 6 years ago, he embraced my daughter as his own and has been a constant in her life ever since. And I did the same with his daughter. So when he proposed to me a few weeks ago, I couldn't have been more ecstatic. He presented me with a beautiful ring that any woman would be lucky to call her own. But I found out that he originally bought that ring for the mother of his daughter about 4 years before we met. Now, I'm told that she only wore it for a week before he asked for it back, and they ended their relationship. So now whenever I look at the ring, I can't help but to think that he bought it with her in mind and not me. I want to tell him, but I don't want to come off ungrateful or as a diva because it is really a beautiful ring. I just feel like an engagement ring is supposed to express the love and longevity of a relationship that we have. And this ring was bought with her in mind. Help. What do I do, Kelly? Keep it or ask him to get me a new one?
Well, there's again, I would have a problem with that.
Yeah.
I've known somebody that happened. A guy got engaged my history. They got engaged. The engagement was called off. The next woman he proposed to, he gave her that same ring, and she knew it, and she wore it, and they got married. And for her, it didn't matter. For me, it would matter.
Yeah, you
it
want yours, matter. Right?
I want my energy on that ring. And, you know, it's just a loving conversation. And if y'all can't get past the hump of you asking for maybe taking that ring in and exchanging it for something else, you might have to, you know, downsize a little bit or whatever. If you can't get past that hump and hurting his feelings, that's a good indicator of what your marriage is going to be like. Because that's kind of, men do get their feelings hurt. You just bought Kenzie a purse that she's taking back. It kind of stings a little, but you get over it.
So he didn't buy the purse for another girl.
What I'm saying, but men, when they give you gifts and stuff, it kind of stings a little bit when you return it. It does.
So we feel proud.
Same for me, because when I give my husband or my father or any man in my life a gift and they don't like it, it kind of hurts my feelings a little bit, but you get over it. So it's just a conversation. Say, you know what, I love you and I want to spend my life with you, but when I look at this ring, I can't help but have that little tinge of, you know, thinking about her every time I look down at my hand. And what if we go down, you know, we're going to be together, but would you be okay with us going together maybe to the jewelry store this weekend and maybe see about
exchanging.
getting a new setting for the diamond or exchanging it for a different diamond? Or, you know, it's just a conversation. If we would just communicate like that, things would be so much easier.
Right?
Yeah, you're right.
Life would be so much easier.
Just talk.
Just have the conversation.
Like 80% of a relationship is talking it out, you know.
In a calm and rational way, it's important how you approach it.
Right. There you go, Lindsay. Hopefully that helps you out. If you want some advice from our love expert, Kelly Raspberry, go to KidNation.com. We do it on Mondays and Wednesdays, so we'll be back at it again on Monday. And KidNation.com is also where you go to tell us about your hashtag winter problems. For example, Alexandria Sanchez wrote us and said, I work at the driver's license office in Texas and conduct CDL testing outside. Each test can take up to 2 hours, and I conduct 5 a day.
Oh, my goodness.
Wearing 100 layers and having numb fingers are no fun. Hashtag winter problems. That's what we're looking for. We want you to skip winter because winter is coming, and we'll have a winner next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation, we are 20 minutes away from Chance the Rapper calling the show, so get excited. But right now, someone's going to be extremely excited because we've been asking you to go to KidNation.com and tell us about your hashtag winter problems because we want you to skip winter. Yeah, winter's coming, and Visit Florida's hooking it all up. Now, here are some examples of hashtag winter problems. Samantha Reed wrote us and said, I plow snow and ice for a living. I hate winter. It's so cold. Ever try to put on some snow chains on your grader tires to open the roads and smash your finger after they're already froze? Yeah, I need to skip winter. That right there is a hashtag winter problem from Samantha.
Nicole Amos says, my husband and I started a business 2 years ago and I still don't have a garage to park my car. I have to scrape the windshield when there's frost, and I only live 1.1 miles from work, so I freeze for 10 minutes and only drive to work for 3.
April said, I started dating my Mexican lover, shout out Jenna, over the summer, and now that it's getting into spooky season and sweater weather, we've started fighting over the heater when we spend the night together. When he's comfortable, I feel like I've slipped into the seventh circle of hell, and I'm comfortable, he's shivering into the frozen tundra. Please send help because I refuse to sign up for Tinder again.
Oh, man. Yeah, that might end a relationship right there. But
right.
There can only be one winner a day.
Those are all great, but this is the winner.
Okay.
My husband of 10 years left me and told me he filed for a divorce through a blanking text.
What?
Oh, man.
I'm pretty dang cold.
That's pretty cold. Yeah.
Our court date is set for December 5th, so I'm only going to get colder. Hashtag winter problems. That's from Sarah Yates.
Now, Sarah, are you there?
I am, yes.
Sarah, congratulations. You get to skip winter.
Yeah, you're getting rid of a mean man.
Yeah, a cold-hearted man.
I apologize on behalf of all men.
I'm so excited. Well, I'm like I said, I'm trying to find some humor in it. So,
now, what do you do for a living, Sarah?
I'm actually a special education teacher.
So, you're already a wonderful person.
A saint.
And thank you.
Your husband really broke up basically by text.
Yes, I had no clue. He told me he needed a little bit of space and to think about things for a while, and then I was at work on lunch, and I got a text saying that he had just filed for divorce.
Jerk.
What?
Wow. Now, do you guys have any kids together?
We do. We have four.
Four kids.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry.
And you have a pretty cool pet, though.
I do. I have a goat. I have a baby goat. She has a double dwarf gene, so she's little tiny.
All right, so here's what you're going
to
need to do.
You have to send us pictures of that.
Please do.
I can.
What's the name of the goat, by the way?
Alice.
Oh, that's a cute name.
Yeah.
I would have named it Tom Brady, but that's fine.
My daughter picked it out.
Now, Sarah, you're going to have to find a goat sitter and somebody to watch the four kids unless you want to bring one along, because you are going to get to skip winter for 3 nights and you get to stay at the Lowe's Miami Beach Hotel with a guest. Do you have any idea who you want to bring with you?
No, I don't. I'm absolutely blown away right now.
Well,
I can think of about 5 people that will want to go.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine, because here's Al to tell you where this awesome hotel is at.
Well, the Lowe's Miami Beach Hotel is located in the heart of South Beach's vibrant Art Deco district. They offer you an oceanfront haven where sophisticated style meets beachfront chic. Just the place to take a baby goat.
Right?
To me. We're also hooking you up with that ocean view room at the Lowe's Miami Beach Hotel. That will include a single day use of soak day bed, plus a complimentary photo shoot from Focal Point Photographers, and
oh my gosh,
2 tickets to Sawgrass Recreation Park, including an airboat ride.
Yeah,
wow.
For you and a friend to Miami, Florida, and a mid-sized car rental. Thank you. Visit Florida.
And Sarah, I love your attitude. You're still smiling, and I can tell you're not letting this phase you. I love that about you. So you go out there to Florida, get warm, take those sexy photos with that photo shoot.
There you go.
And then post them all over social media for a certain cold-hearted man to see.
And send them to me.
And block them after you post them so he could see them and then block them. Yeah. And grab a couple of those guys out there in South Beach, because there's a bunch of dudes that are super ripped.
Ooh, yeah. Those Latin men.
You should grab a couple of those guys for the photo shoot
if
you can.
All over Miami.
Oh, gosh.
But Sarah, we're going to be thinking about you, and you go out there and have fun, and good luck trying to figure out who you're going to take on this trip with you, because I know you're going to get a lot of calls.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, baby.
Yes, I'm so excited. Thank you.
All right, Sarah. Well, we love you, and you have fun at work today, okay?
Thank you. You too.
And give a big old hug to little Alice to go.
I will.
All right, hold on for us. Sarah's got set up right there. She's going to be skipping winter. Now, if you want to do the same, head on over to KidNation.com. It's not too late to enter. Just give us your hashtag, winter problems. And coming up next, the man, the myth, the rapper. Chance the Rapper is going to be giving us a call. Kid Nation, make sure you're listening up. Next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So we're waiting for Chance the Rapper to call us up here so we can chat with him about rhythm and flow. And so that we could talk about the SNL double duty he's pulling on October 26th, because he's going to be hosting and performing.
Yes, yeah.
I think Bruno Mars has done that, right?
Probably.
Only a couple of people have done that. Have gotten to do what? Justin Timberlake, I think?
Yeah.
But Chance the Rapper is going to be one of those now.
Waiting on that call for the Don Cheadles to do it, too.
We'd
be good at that. Host and perform.
Oh, we would
kill it.
We're available on Saturdays.
Right?
Oh, super available. Maybe we could talk to Chance and see who's the connect.
Yeah.
Unless your son has a football game. I'm sorry, I have to decline SNL.
Casey's got a second grade football game.
Oh, yeah. Man.
We made the playoffs.
I might be able to skip a football game.
Maybe.
What kind of message are you sending your son?
It's not like he's playing college.
Oh, so it's not important.
It's important, but SNL.
Important.
Hold on. If I got a chance to host and perform on SNL with my dude Big Al.
Yeah. Delicate ego.
Okay, here. I got you. I would go to the game because Kaysen's games are usually very early,
early in the morning. You can still get a flight out.
And then Lorne, my dude Lorne, would just give me a private plane.
Send a jet.
And I'd hop on and go to New York, do my rehearsals, rock it, and then boom.
That's
knock two of them out with one stone.
Did you say rehearsal?
Yes.
Well, maybe hosting would need a rehearsal.
You and I rehearse once before we do our song on
the show.
That's
true. That's very true.
SNL does rehearsals once, a run through.
No, you got to be in there all week.
Yeah.
You're in the writer's room all week.
Trey, you're telling me that I can't fly home for one little quick football game on a Friday night and then
you're going to get through the airport twice in one day?
Yes.
Because you're going to have to do the rehearsal on Friday and then be back early on Saturday.
Well, you got to do the show here Friday morning.
Why don't we ask the man himself, because he's going to be doing it.
Oh, we killed enough time.
Welcome to the show. He wants to carry all the groceries in one trip. Hey. Chance the Rapper, what's up, man?
What's poppin'? Y'all just arguing over rehearsals.
Yeah. So, here's what's going on, Chance, because we were just bragging on you on how you're going to get the host and perform on SNL on October 26th, right? And Big Al and I, JC, we have a group together, and so we were hoping you would get us to connect so that we maybe could be on SNL
host
one day.
And a musical act,
you know,
as well.
Yeah.
Oh, no, man. I just got this job. I can't.
Oh, that's true.
I gotta do my thing first.
That's true.
Yeah. So you,
how you guys doing, man?
We're doing good, dude.
Good, brother.
Not as good as you are.
You're doing a little bit better than we are, Chance. And congratulations on all the success, first of all.
Oh, thank you, man. I'm very blessed.
The new episodes of Rhythm and Flow are dropping today on Netflix, and the show's great, man.
Yeah.
Anna was talking about how you guys are making her cry with your episodes.
Yeah. Hi, Chance. This is Anna. I'm a very, very big fan of yours. I didn't think that I would get really emotional watching Rhythm and Flow, but there I was wiping away tears watching all four episodes that are available now, and I cannot wait to watch this music video challenge and the rap battles and everything that's coming up.
Did you guys have to spend your own money, Chance?
I mean,
go ahead, Chance.
You say that again? You said money?
Yeah, money. Like, since you guys are doing music videos, you know, because I know you guys have to throw your own money out there at your level. You're an independent. But do you guys have to spend the money on these artists that you guys found and you got having audition?
Oh, no. Nope.
Dude.
Not on my own money. I got paid to be there. No, they did get a budget, though, to create music videos. The cool thing about the show is that it's, you know, like, it's really, really, really hip-hop. You know what I mean? Like, when all this music industry stuff started a long time ago, like, being an artist was way different. You know what I mean? Like, it was about, you know, the face and the voice. You know what I mean? Like, it was about, could you sing and could they put your face on the front of a record?
Mm-hmm.
But they had, like, you know, writers, producers, you know, videographers, like all these people, like that were signed separately, that they would match with thing top to bottom of DIY, from like the style of clothes you wear to like actually writing your music, sometimes producing your music, sometimes directing your own videos, like everything top to bottom is, you know, on that person, is on the artist. And so we, you know, the difference between our show and the other shows, we teach people how to be an artist, you know what I'm saying? It's not just like come up every week and perform a song, you know? It's like, like you said, it's how do you do a music video? How do you react in a cypher? How do you react in a battle? How do you react in, you know, so many different, like, you know, parts of being a rapper. And so, you know, like, it is emotional because everybody that's coming there may not be 100% ready, or they might be overly ready, you know, and the emotions run high. So, like, you know, like, it's a good show because there's so many moving parts and so many different lessons that they're learning. You know what I'm saying?
Now, what got me, man, the one thing about the show that scares me, like if I were a performer, if I were a rapper, the battle would scare me. Do you think, Chance, that if a rapper on the show is not really good at battling, do you think they could still make it in the hip-hop industry?
Oh, yeah, totally. I don't think that you have to win our show to be considered a rapper or it's successful at all. Not at all. Yeah, this show is specifically, it's a battle for the funds, right? So, like, the reason why a lot of rappers sign deals is for the funds. Like I said, like, other musicians, like, they need it all. You know what I'm saying? Like, they need a writer, they need a publisher, they need a publicist, They need, you know, they need all these different tools. What rappers usually need is some money. You know what I'm saying? That's why I, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, it's just because they usually know how to make things work. They usually create things on their own. So what we do with this show, the reason why our show is different than the other shows, too, is the winner gets $250,000 clean. No record deal. You know what I'm saying? No, like, weird strings attached. It's just, here's the money to go make your career happen.
Well, that's a twist.
What you're competing for isn't necessarily, yeah.
That is a twist because the other shows, you're tied to them for these record deals, and that's what you hear, the burden of being tied to this record deal. I mean, yeah, you win, but then you're basically owned by them for how many years?
Yeah.
It's not like a record deal. Like, they'll do whatever with you. They'll make you do a perfume commercial and some, you know, like a bunch of random stuff. Our show is like, we're giving each person that comes on the show the exposure, give them a backstory, give them an opportunity to, from the very first episode, to connect with a bunch of fans out there. Like, everybody out there in the world that's watched this show, and it's already been millions of people, like, they're invested in each one of these artists. And some of the people are already, you know, following them, checking out their other music. And it's like, beyond what happened in the first week, like, the rest of the show, the rest of the episodes are, like, challenges to get to that money, like, to see who's the hungriest, to see who's the most creative, who can adapt to the situation.
But then, and after you give them the money, are you...
That's what the winner did.
Yeah, but after you give them the money, then, are you completely hands-off once you give them the money at the end? Are they just on their own at that point?
I'm hands-off in that, like, I'm hands-off in terms of, like, I'm not going to sign them because I'm not the type of person that signs people. Like, T.I. and Cardi both got imprints, so, you know, like, if the artist wants to work with them, they can. If they want to, if they, you know, like, I got a few people that still text me from the show that, you know, ask me for advice, that ask me to, you know, how to put certain things together and stuff. But it's like, yeah, definitely if you win, I don't need anything from you, like, you know, unless, you know, like, they want to give me a feature or something. But
I like how Chance, Cardi in the car when you guys were driving to the first show, she said, yeah, if they come at us, we could say, no, we made you. Like, they're not going to be coming at you guys at all. Any of those people. Now, Chance, have you gotten a chance?
Yeah, no.
Have you been playing Fortnite still, or you've been too busy?
Yeah, yo. Hey, this is not a paid advertisement, but the new Fortnite season, it's wild, bro. I like it.
It's fire, man.
I like it a lot.
Hey, yo. I only know you. I know you as Back Knee and Frimples, man. That's how I know you. You're Chance the Rapper. You're Back Knee and Frimples.
Well, Chance,
we can if you want. I'll link up with you, man. I'd love to play with you if you don't mind. I'll shoot you a DM.
Give me the invite, yo.
All right, I'll send you the invite. We'll get the app. And Chance, I know you got to go, man. You got a bunch of interviews coming out. Congrats. He's hosting SNL October 26th. Make sure you check it out. Halloween weekend, so it's going to be a spooky one. And Rhythm and Flow on Netflix. Check out all the episodes. Chance, I'll see you on Fortnite, bro.
Hey, I appreciate y'all. And the big tour starts January 14th, and the big day is available everywhere now.
Yes.
Get tickets at ChanceRaps.com.
Later, Chance.
All those plugs in.
Man, my man. Oh, man, we could have kept talking to him.
Yeah.
So nice.
He's such a cool dude. Cool.
I love him.
I was a little bit nervous talking to him because he's so intelligent and he's about business.
And it's that was a hard connection. There's a bit of a delay.
Yeah.
A little talking over. I hate that, but...
Now, Justin, I know we were short on time, but if you were to be able to get a question.
I was raising my hand.
You were.
So you could look at me, but you did your best to not give me eye contact.
What was the question?
Okay, well, he once tweeted, where's the live action for Disney, Disney's Hercules.
Yeah.
And I want to know who he would put as the muses, if he would be on board to do the soundtrack. We had Beyonce for The Lion King, and she gave us the album The Gift. Chance the Rapper could easily partner with Disney and work with the Hercules live action.
We need to request 20 minutes with Chance the Rapper next time, because he's got way too much stuff going on to talk about.
Yeah, especially Fortnite.
First of all, that's the number one thing in the world right
I'm
now.
Glad we talked about Fortnite.
You see how much he lit up?
It's the number one social media platform for teenagers right now.
Thank you, Kelly.
He did light up.
Did you see him light up?
He did
and
light
Disney
up.
Plus ain't even up yet.
And it's about to be.
And did you not hear we're going to play together?
Yes. I didn't know what he was going to be for Halloween.
He's going to be a Fortnite character.
That's a great one. Okay.
That was cool, though.
I hope he adds you on Fortnite.
I'm gonna request.
Yeah, him. I hope he. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nobody add him. Let me add him first.
Oh, that'll work. Okay, JC, I'll stop.
Oh man, Chance the Rapper was so cool. Everything and more.
I wanted to see when was the first time he cussed in front of his mom or dad or because he doesn't hesitate.
Man, he's used to doing the Netflix show where they could throw it out. You were talking about how cool it is that they can curse on it.
I know the show. I'm just saying in real life, like the first time his mom heard him cuss.
What was the first word you said to your mom, Big
I
huh?
still haven't cussed in front of my mom.
Oh, okay.
To this day. Really? No, sir.
My goal is to get Al to say it.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Ain't gonna happen, Doc.
Yeah. I wonder if he threw one down in front of Obama when he was interning.
Yeah, right?
Because he did intern for him back in 2008.
I'm sure he did. Yeah, I'm sure he did.
We didn't talk to him about that, Justin.
No, we didn't. We had so little time. So much to talk about.
We got to talk to him again.
Call him back.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation, I want to remind you that on Monday, Beat the Bank Extreme. Extreme, Kelly. He literally just said it to
not
us.
ATM.
Yeah, remember?
Hey, now I'm going to be all confused again.
No, it's Beat the Bank Extreme.
ATM's over.
ATM's gone. So Beat the Bank Extreme.
Y'all, I just got used to saying it the other way.
We'll give you the vault passwords at 7, 10, and 8, 10 Central every day, and then we'll have you call in 10 minutes later. Once you know the vault password, you gain access into the vault, and then you stay in there as long as you can. You can win up to $5,000.
All right.
And then
we're going back to
Extreme.
OG.
Extreme, yes, yes.
And then when you think it's going as far as it's going to go, what are you going to say, Kelly?
ATM.
No, say stop.
I knew all I had to do was set that one up, and she knocked it down. Way to go.
So, yeah, you're going to have a chance. More than one vault will be filled with $5,000.
You are correct. And there will be 48 total vaults, I believe.
Wow.
Cool. Yeah, many vaults.
So we'll play it for almost.
Where are we getting all this money from, Robert?
I don't know.
Volume.
Boss Man George is out of town. So.
Volume is what the kid
Well, you know, I think he's, you know, my theory.
Yeah, you said.
The other family?
Family.
Do you think he has a secret radio show also?
Oh!
That would be even worse.
Oh!
And, probably worse. I would feel betrayed.
And that's why he doesn't want to come on the air with us? I'm just
because
throwing out conspiracies right now.
His second wife will find out.
Or his second radio show.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
And he probably tells his other radio show he doesn't want to come on the air
show. Which one's his side radio show?
I don't know.
I'm telling you, I think this is more common than we realize. All these men saying they're traveling for business.
Never seen
If you're
that.
Living a double life, because we're about to start whatever Wednesday. If you're living a double life.
Give us a call.
Give us a call. We'll change your name and just tell us why and how difficult
how
it is.
It off.
And how you're pulling it off. Because we're not going to make fun. We're not gonna go off on you.
Curious.
We're just curious about how you go about doing the double life thing.
Leading one regular life is exhausting. How do you balance the lies?
Yeah.
Oh, we got our first call from whatever Wednesday. Bozeman George!
We're still looking for it. He hung up. I don't know who that was, but it sounded oddly familiar.
Hey, let's say hi to our friend Sam. And from New Zealand.
I change hats. If you're watching Kid TV, I'm wearing my all blacks that Sam brought me.
Wednesday, Sam from New Zealand. He said that in New Zealand that the law is they are required to have 4 weeks of vacation a year.
Required.
Required. And you can take them all at once is what he chooses to do. That way he can go on these really great trips to the United States. And he bought a fifth week of vacation.
Wow. He bought a fifth week.
Yeah. They just take it out of his salary each week, like 2% or something, he said.
Oh, interesting.
It pays for it.
But how about that? Yeah. He has a vacation and travels from New Zealand to see us.
He's really great. He's always...
And he brings us stuff.
He brings his presents. He follows along. My husband and I do a podcast, and he's always... We record it live on YouTube, and he's always there watching.
You got a cool sweatshirt.
I did.
All black sweatshirt.
The silver ferns. What are silver ferns?
That's the all blacks logo, right?
I don't know.
Sam probably could answer that for us.
My t-shirt that he bought me says Search and Rescue, No Beer Left Behind.
Yeah, here comes Sam to tell us what the silver ferns are.
Hey, Sam!
Hello!
Sam's back. Ladies, get ready for a sexy accent, okay?
Yes.
Control yourselves. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Sam.
Morning.
Morning.
Thank you for my comfy... This is a warm hoodie.
Was that close with the silver fern thing?
It's the New Zealand woman's nipple.
Oh!
It's the
woman's what?
Nipple.
Nipple.
Knit.
Talk right into it.
There you go.
Yes. What is that?
Netball is a game similar to basketball. We can't bounce it. It's only really big in the Commonwealth.
Oh, the Commonwealth.
Uncommon.
So it's not popular anywhere else?
No. So New Zealand, England, Australia, and South Africa.
I'm going to fool everybody in my hoodie.
Yeah, you are.
Tim, you're playing netball.
And single, Sam? Still single?
Yes.
Ready to mingle, huh?
Always.
Would you want to meet an American girl and bring her back home to New Zealand, or would you move it over here?
Good question. Tough question.
That's a whatever Wednesday type of question.
Are you on Bumble in New Zealand?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
Okay, so do you swipe right or left over there? Because I know the toilet water goes a different way.
Same as here.
Same as here. Same.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
You drive on the right or left?
The opposite to here, whatever.
Left.
Left.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, so really did untied. You rent a car?
Not here, no. Okay. I will when I go down to Vegas or around Vegas.
How do you feel about Australian people? You guys beef with those guys or are you guys cool?
Well, we're supposed to, but I don't mind them. I've got a few relatives who live in Australia.
Okay, okay.
Who are the most famous New Zealanders?
Peter Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Lord.
Yep.
The singer.
Lord.
That's two.
Flight of the Conchords.
Uh-huh.
Prime Minister. Jacinda Ardern, I believe she's all over.
Of course.
Well, of course. Yeah.
All right.
All right. Well, you win.
Kind of limited.
We're doing King of New Zealanders.
Now, I'm out. I know Sam, and that's it.
A lot of rugby players.
And a lot of rugby players, yes. And, of course, Sam, now internationally known.
Sit down, just kick back while we do whatever.
Let's do some whatever Wednesday. All right. I like this question right here from Danielle. This is where you can ask us anything you want, Kid Nation, at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
What's up, Danielle?
Hey, how are you guys?
Doing awesome.
Good.
You have an interesting question you want to ask the cast. What is it?
My interesting question is, if you could only live one day of your life over and over again, what would it be? Like, what day?
Only live one day
over and over again?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I mean, there's a lot of really great days.
Yeah.
You know, the cliche one would be the birth of your child. But, you know, I had a C-section and there was some drama.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of pain.
When I had my baby.
That'd be every day, by the way. You'd have to relive that.
But my wedding to Alan was the most fun. We both said if we could afford to do it, we would throw that party every weekend. That was the funnest wedding. And it was just joy from the moment I woke up to the moment I went to bed that night. I would relive that one. And I know it's cliche, but it's true.
Mine would be, I guess because it's fresh off my brain, but the day that I got to ride in the helicopter and go see Blake Shelton.
Oh, yeah.
Holy smokes. Oh, yeah. If I could relive that day over and over, that'd be awesome.
Yes.
What about you, JC, besides the birth of your children?
No, because that would suck for Kenzie.
yeah, I mean, sometimes the birth of your child, you say that, yeah, it's like...
Do you want to go through the hospital thing all day? No. We're there all day long.
No.
They're taking their time. I'd probably... Oh, that's such a hard... Maybe the first day I hung out with Kenzie, because we did so much, and we got to talk, and we I don't know, it was just a fun night.
Yeah.
We went hiking, we went to and ate together, and it was, I don't know, I'd probably relive that just because I want to see what it was like again.
Sure.
Those butterflies that you get, you know, when you first meet someone, you're like, oh my God, this is my person.
Anna?
Oh, without a doubt, the day I said hi to the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously.
Because Nick said, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was it. But
that's
over and
cool.
Over and over and over again.
Okay.
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah.
What about you, Sam, from New Zealand?
Tough question. Something like this.
The day you get to come see
him. Come on, man.
I would live today.
Yeah. Danielle, thanks for that question. Thank you for calling.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
All right.
All right.
Now, we don't have a double lifer here, but we do have someone who had a relative that was living a double life.
Close enough.
Which we're suspecting George, our boss, is doing right now. Hi, Kara.
Hi. Oh, my God.
All right. So, who in your family was living a double life?
My dad.
Your dad was? How'd you guys find out?
So, my dad does a lot of traveling for work, and
George.
He's gone, like, a lot.
George.
And so, there was, like, probably, like, a six-month span of him going to, like, the same place over and over for work.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I did some digging, and I found out that he had a second family.
Like, with kids and stuff?
Yeah. Like, I have a sister.
Whoa.
Did he have, like, a second job? I mean, what did he do up there? Just visit, or did he work?
He worked. I mean, he would just stay up there for a couple weeks at a time, and then he'd come back.
Did the other family know about your family, or did he keep both a secret from each other?
Oh, they knew. But we didn't.
What?
Wow.
That is crazy. How'd that affect your relationship with your dad? Is non-existent?
No, I mean, I'm one of those people that I don't really let it get in the way because, I mean, it's not my choice. And you only have one dad, you know, really.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Well, so apparently you can have two wives.
So I just kind of put it all aside and, you know.
And you told your mom?
Oh, yeah, she found out, and, I mean, they separated and everything, but, I mean, he still does it, but I'm close with his other family, too.
You're a good person.
Man. Wow.
You're a really good person.
What are you going to do?
You forgave. Yeah. Thank you for sharing, Kara. You have a wonderful day.
Wow.
Thank everybody. You so much. I appreciate it.
All right.
I want everybody to finish their calls. All right.
All right. All right, we have another Sam now, but this time on the phone. And Sam, are you still doing what you're doing, or is this something you did in the past and you stopped?
Well, it just recently ended.
Okay, you were the one living a double life.
Yeah, I am, or was, I guess you could say.
Okay, you had a wife and kids, and then another wife and kids, or you had a wife and a girlfriend? What was it?
Wife and a girlfriend.
And how many states away?
Same city.
Ooh,
Christy.
You're living on the edge.
How'd you do sleepovers? Like, how'd you, because I'm sure the girlfriend was like, hey, stay the night one night, or how'd you do that?
Well, it was pressure there because it was always wanting me to, she was always wanting me to not leave my wife for her, but it was always brought up.
So the girlfriend knew.
For me to make a decision.
And did you finally make that decision?
Well, the decision was made for me.
Oh, you got caught?
No. Well, I've been called twice.
Caught.
Same person, but caught by... No, not caught, but what happened is, on her end, someone recently came home that she's reconnected with.
So your girlfriend left you for her ex?
That's messed up.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Were you mad?
I'm sorry, it's not funny.
Man, I'm empty inside right now.
So you wanted to be with her instead of your wife?
You wants to be with both.
Yo, woman, let your son.
Well, I said we're not going to judge Al. This is exactly what we said.
We're just asking questions.
We're just
Al.
Asking. Exactly.
No judgment. Yeah.
Come on, Al.
Yeah, Al.
We're just asking if you're going to yell at people and not going to call.
So you wanted both girls then? You wanted to keep both of them?
Well, not exactly both, because, you know, at home with the wife, it's like, our relationship is complicated. We're more like friends, and it's been pretty rough over the years anyway.
So the girlfriend was making you feel like a man and giving you what guys were looking for that you weren't getting at home. Okay.
Yes, yes. And it's somebody that I knew from the past that, you know, sort of had a thought of how it would be in the future if I ever had a chance.
Okay.
So were you her main dude, or were you her side piece?
No, I was her main.
The main man. Okay.
Yeah.
But interesting. But
now she's back with somebody.
She gave the ultimatum, and now Sam is brokenhearted, but still married, right, Sam?
Man, I'm like, still married, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you, Sam, for sharing. Interesting. Mm-hmm. And now let's go to the other side. Hello, Liz.
Hi. How are you?
Doing great. So you are the mistress to the man's double life.
I am the mistress to the man's double life.
All right.
I've been seeing him on and off about 2.5 years now. He keeps telling me he's going to leave his wife, he's going to file for divorce, and supposedly she knows, but nothing's ever been said about it. So.
You know he's not going to do that, right? You know in your heart he's not going to do that.
Well, I don't know, Kelly. I love him.
And I know.
He loves me.
I know, but you know, I've talked to relationship experts, and they say it's really about a man. I mean, it does happen, but it's so rare that a man leaves his wife for his mistress, and it's like a less than 10% chance.
Oh, wow. It's that low.
It's that low based on statistics.
Now, Liz, how did you find out from the get-go he was married? Like, you guys met?
I knew. When we met, I knew he was married. We actually go back a few years. He was friends with my son's father. And my son's father's not in the picture. And so he stepped in and was like, hey, let's be friends. I want to be a father/friend figure for your son. And it just kind of led from there. And he's got kids that are close in age to mine, to my son, and he's like, you can just be a blended family, da-da-da-da-da. But
if I can just get it in my wife.
Let me ask you this, Liz. Now, does he bring his kids around you and vice versa? You bring your kids together? You guys bring them together?
Yeah, we do. And his children think that I'm just a friend.
Wow.
So how long? This has been a year and a half, 2 years, you said?
2.5 years.
Now, you know you deserve to be called more than, oh, this is my friend, right?
You need
know
to be
that.
First choice.
And you're not, because he's obviously choosing his wife, right?
Yeah. And I've been telling myself that if he was going to leave her, he was going to do it already. But
yeah,
it's just that security of knowing that someone, I guess, cares about you, but he doesn't care about me enough if he's
right. And he's showing you, Liz.
Yeah, Liz, get on. I know it sucks and everything, but you got to try to get over this one if you want to have a real chance,
yeah.
You know, at having something completely yours.
Yeah.
Completely.
But I've been in relationships in the past. Like, even my child's father, I've been emotionally abused, physically abused, all that. It's just like, okay, I finally found a good one who's not only good to me.
No, you're being emotionally abused now. You don't even recognize it. You're being emotionally abused now.
Because he's using you basically for when he wants to hang out with you, right, Liz? And then he goes back to his family.
Yeah.
Because if he really, really loved you, he would stay with you and support you when you're feeling down and rub your back when you had a bad day. But instead, you got to sit at home by yourself and deal with that on your own while he's at home with his family, living his own life.
Yeah, and he's like, text me after a certain time because she's home, and I'm like...
Yeah.
Then
she doesn't know.
Choice.
Liz, you deserve better.
You do.
You deserve way better than that, Liz. You know that.
Oh, maybe one day.
Well, hopefully you get the strength to do that.
And let us know when you finally do.
You should want more for yourself and for your children to have a man that's completely there for all of you.
I will. Hey, I just want to tell you guys real quick that I love you guys. I've been listening to y'all since I was at least in elementary school. Now I'm 31.
Yeah. Thank you.
My kids listen to y'all.
Thank you.
All right, Liz. Well, we're going to be praying for you and pulling for you, okay? And
we want the best for you, Liz.
We want you to find a single man that's going to treat you the right way.
What are you doing this weekend?
Hey Big Al, I've met you. I've been to your bar.
Yeah,
I live in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Oh,
Al's single.
Shout out.
So that guy doesn't have a wife at home.
Stay with the married man.
No, Kelly.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.